Aircheckdownloads.com.
Got a really, really embarrassing story about this song. So I went with some friends to Disneyland Paris when it first opened up, which was great because it was all new, and we went along and they had a karaoke bar there. And this particular night, we all decided to sing a song at this karaoke bar. So we filled in our little forms and dropped them in. I didn't know. I'd put down Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You. Good song. I can sing it. You don't really need to be able to sing that song either. My friends changed that song to Cher Believe. So when I got up on stage in front of about 250 people, that song started to play and I had to just do it. I couldn't back out. They weren't going to stop it. So I sang that song really badly. Haunted me ever since, that song. Right then, it's 2:28 on BBC Radio Oxford time for Mind the Gap again. If you've just switched on, if you've just joined me, or maybe you need to hear it again, it's a fascinating fact, but it's got a word missing and we don't know what that word is. So this is what it is today.
When was 8 years old, he was tested by the Royal Society to determine whether he was really a child or if he was secretly a small adult.
So I can't understand how... where this is going, because if he was a small adult, then they wouldn't have needed to test him because he was tall. So maybe that isn't the reason they're wondering if he was really an adult or a child. I don't know. So help me out here. Who is it? 81333. Start with Oxford or call now 0808 100 9100. Gerald in Ropley said, is it Einstein? Ah, it's wrong, I'm afraid, Gerald. Captain Jack said Andre the Giant. Ah, he's the guy that played Jaws in James Bond. He's like 7'6" or something ridiculous. Not the right answer, though, Captain Jack. But I like that thought. It's kind of the way I was going. Charlie Knox had said Rumpelstiltskin. Nope, that's not right either. In fact, only one person has got it right today, and that is Gary, listening from my hometown of Farringdon. Ah, yes, you're doing it for Farringdon, Gary. You got it right. But surely there's more than one person that can find out the answer to this today.
When was 8 years old, he was tested by the Royal Society to determine whether he was really a child or if he was secretly a small adult.
I have no idea how you got it right, Gary, because I wouldn't know where to start. I have no idea. But maybe you listening right now, maybe you know the answer. 81333, start with Oxford, get your text in right now, or give me a call, 0808 100 9100. I'll look at the roads for you after this. Spandau Ballet, I'll fly for you. Spandau Ballet, I'll fly for you. BBC Radio Oxford, 25 to 3. Right, coming up on the show, comedian Peter Kay. You know who he is. Well, he made his return to the stage this weekend. We're going to hear from the girl whose treatment the show was raising money for. Plus, a new climate report has been called a Code Red for Humanity. Pretty serious stuff. We're going to hear about action being taken in Oxfordshire to tackle the crisis. That's on the way, and we'll look at the roads for you in just a sec.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Bringing you live match comment Wednesday evening from 7.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Right then, 25 to 3 on Oxfordshire's roads. The A34 northbound still being a bit of a problem. If you do spot anything that's unusually slow right at this time, let me know, then I can tell everybody else about it. The number is 0808 109 111.
The sound of Oxfordshire.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC
Radio Oxford.
Aircheckdownloads.com.